From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. In about half an hour, we'll get the latest headline numbers about the U.S. economy, gross domestic product, April to June. They'll come at an interesting time, right at the tail end of 2 weeks of very politicized conversations about the U.S. economy. GDP is often framed as a measure of economic growth and prosperity, but there's a fallacy there. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here. Lewis, we know the first part of this year's growth was running at 1.1% if annualized, which is, what's expected for the spring?
Economists are forecasting about 2.6% growth, which, if that's true, that would be a strong number. Things had slowed down a little bit in the last two quarterly measures. But this has long been a controversial measure because GDP can grow, but people can still be unhappy, underpaid, lacking opportunity. I came across this quote from 1968. Robert Kennedy was running for president during a similarly raucous election cycle, and he said of GDP, quote, "It measures everything, in short, except that which makes life worthwhile."
Yeah. And in Hillary Clinton's speech last night, we heard quite a bit about what's still not working in this economy.
Yeah, she highlighted wage stagnation and inequality, also lack of opportunity, the feeling that especially working class and poor people can't get ahead. So we've reported on several alternative measures. One of them is the Social Progress Index that ranks countries on a mix of things like education, health, the environment. So it asks not just how much are you producing, but what are you doing with the benefits of economic growth? And in that index right now, the United States is behind most other countries with similar GDP per capita. So it gets at this theme we've been looking at this election, that politics isn't just about left and right at the moment, but about insiders and outsiders. And there are so many people right now who feel that they're not reaping the benefits of growth in this economy.